up your frozen dinners, grab your TV tray, and settle in for another episode of the Plus Platoon, your podcast for all things Disney Plus, brought to you by Disney Plus fans. Watch along with us every week as we cover all the new, the old, the good, and the bad on Disney Plus. So put down that remote, don't touch that dial, and welcome your fabulous Plus Platoon host.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Plus Platoon. We're a Disney Plus fan podcast that gives honest, spoiler-filled reviews of movies and shows on Disney Plus. We'll look at new releases, coming attractions, and we'll even go back into the vault to revisit some of the classic Disney that's on the platform. Make sure you're subscribed and you will never miss a moment. I'm going to bring in Kate. Kate, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing well, brother. How are you?
I'm not doing too bad.
Good.
Next, we got Pete. Pete, how's it going?
I'm sick of the cold.
Yeah, I get
I'll
that.
I'll trade you. I'll take the cold. I'll take it.
Well, you are cold in Atlanta. You're what, 40, 45?
No, it was like 75 or 70-something today, and it was dumb.
Fair enough. And dumb. One who normally would never get a snow day besides Kate, Steve.
Steve?
I'm cold, too.
Okay, guys. This week, we watched the movie Out of My Mind. This is based on a novel from 2002, I believe. And it features a young lady with cerebral palsy who is nonverbal. And because she could, in her mind, pick anybody who she wanted to be her voice, she picks Jennifer Aniston, because this is back when, you know, Friends was super popular, etc.
That's not a choice.
For most of this, Jennifer Aniston is the voiceover for her. She's a sixth grader when this is happening, at least according to what is given. And it's basically the story of her wanting to push herself more and teachers and adults not believing she can, and very few people believing she could, and she proves those people right, and she gets put down and harassed by kids and teachers until everyone realizes at the end that they all treated her and misjudged her poorly, and she can do anything she wants. So if you feel like you've watched that in After School Special multiple times, you have. But I'm going to ask Kate, what about this worked?
So I didn't know what to expect going into this movie. I actually enjoyed parts of it. I thought the actress who played Melody, who's the girl with cerebral palsy, did a fabulous job. Do we know? Does she actually have cerebral palsy?
She does have cerebral palsy. She is not nonverbal, though.
Okay. She was fabulous. She did such a good job. I thought I really liked how the best friend Rose, or the friend Rose, how she, you kind of saw her turn and change both directions throughout the show. I thought her acting was really good. I have a big heart for special needs kids. My degree is in special music education. So in my opinion, and I know there are going to be people who disagree with me on this movie alone, but I really like when movies bring inclusion and accessibility to the forefront. Like, it made me realize that, like, oh, if I had a friend in a wheelchair, they don't have a way to get into my house because we have steps going up my front. So, like, that's something that my husband and I need to think about, is if and hopefully when we have a friend come who may be in a wheelchair, how are we going to be able to accommodate them? So it made me personally think about things like that, which I think is really good. I know I'll think of more. I thought they, in my opinion, I thought they did a good job of making me dislike certain characters, namely the teachers. They made me really dislike the teachers. Yeah. So I liked the acting in it. Pete, go ahead.
And you know, some of our group are going to really like a movie where they make teachers unlikable.
I know.
Physical education teachers.
I know. I'm sorry.
So I'm having a hard time with this one because I did enjoy parts of this movie quite a bit. I thought it was a very interesting story to tell about someone that was, handicapped in many ways, but had a very sharp mind, but just wasn't able to really communicate how, you know, because initially, I mean, she's wheelchair bound and she's not verbal, but she has like a little touchpad with pictures that she can point at, right? But you're basically making like one word phrases or two word phrases or whatever like that. So it's very hard to tell that this girl is, really capable. And as the story goes on, her parents end up getting her, like she starts going to school and doing kind of well. And so they end up getting her, I forget what the device is called, but basically like a computer that, says words out loud and everything like that. And it makes her much more able to communicate with the world. And I thought like that was a really good story, that this person that really is kind of trapped in her body is now able to communicate and prove that she's able to do things that maybe people didn't realize she was able to. So I really liked that aspect of the story. I thought the girl did a really good job with it. I thought overall the acting in it was fine. And I'm going to stop there with what I liked and let Steve take over.
I must say the same thing to what both you and Kate said. I really liked when they were using her picture card to show her emotions, like through those sequences of when, you know, like love, hate, mad. Really enjoyed that. I'm like you, Kate. I enjoyed that the inclusion was shown there. I mean, you had the different characters of different disabilities shown. I really enjoyed that. For the most part, I enjoyed some aspects of the story. I thought that it gets the message across really well. But that's where I'm going to stop there. What about you, Derek?
I liked that they used an actress that actually had the disability. Anyone else have anything else to add? Yeah. So if that's what worked, I mean, I'm 100% serious on this one. Pete, I'll let you start. What didn't work on this? No, never mind. Never mind. Steve, you get to start. The teachers get to start this one off.
One of my biggest complaints of, if you notice at the very beginning, we see that this teacher, Mr. Ditmore or whatever, is supposed to be a teacher of the year. And his actions throughout the movie don't represent
the year.
Do not represent that at all. The just so many things. The not grading the test, the not ever making sure that she's invited to breakfast, so many missteps. That really bothered me. I don't know if Jericho will go more into this, but during the IEP meeting, just the lack of professionalism by the teachers really rubbed me the wrong way. Like, almost the point of, I think like you were saying, Derek, do I want to continue watching this? I mean, those really bothered me.
This is a trigger.
I have more, but
yeah. This is a movie that will trigger any teacher you show it to. And I mean, any teacher you show it to, especially today. I am sick and tired of teachers, especially special education teachers, being vilified the last 4 years. I am tired of teachers being shown as not caring for students and looking out for themselves. I am tired of it showing parents arguing over what they think is best for the kid. Does some of this happen? Yes. But there are also teachers out there that will bend over backwards for kids. There are administrators over there that will go to bat for kids. Not necessarily. I got to be real careful on this one. There are parents that are a unified team to help their student with whatever they need. There are teachers that will stand up to other teachers. There are teachers that will stand up to parents and say, no, this is what she needs. My only hope is, I will admit that back in 2002, inclusion was not as prevalent as it is today. That being said, this school would get, if not shut down, taken over by the state if it were in a state today, because they are going so far outside of current law that it's not even funny. I mean, this is not a realistic movie for today, because there are so many laws against it.
I thought it was really gross, especially, like, it was one thing to have a bad teacher, but then to have, like, the administrator be, well, if we give this girl special attention, they're going to start sending us more kids like this. Oh, and I was like, wow, that's really, like, backward, like, 70s or 80s, like 70s thinking, right? Great
teacher since Mr. Holland's Opus.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just... I texted Steve about, it was at the IEP meeting, going, do I want to finish this movie? And I will be 100% honest, from that point, I skimmed it, and it did not get any better. I could keep going for a while, but Kate, I'll let you see if there's anything that I have not brought up.
I liked it. There were just a couple of things that bothered me. I'm not a teacher. I'm not on the front lines. While my degree was in special ed.
But you work with kids every day.
I do. But I am not. I have to be careful if there is. Anyway, so one thing that bothered me, everywhere that I personally have been, sixth grade is middle school. Sixth, seventh, and eighth is usually middle school. So it bothered me when they were like, sixth grade. And then they were like, something elementary school. I get it. I know. There's sixth grade is in elementary schools in some places. I know. But I had never heard of that. So I got thrown off by that. But one of the other things that bothered me, it didn't make sense. It didn't make sense. She won them the Whiz Kids Bowl to go to nationals. Why would they not invite her to the breakfast? It didn't make sense. Like, why would they not include her?
The mean girl click in there to make it the true after school special.
Yeah, but the teacher should. That just didn't seem. That seemed far-fetched to me. Like, they should have been, why was no one on the phone being like, she's the way we're going to win. Why is she not here at this flight or whatever? That just didn't make sense to me. I'll be honest, this is hard to comment on because I'm not a teacher and I'm not a parent of a special needs kid. So.
But as someone from the outside. You have a valid point of view. I mean, it's definitely a valid point of view. So,
if the point of this movie was to make me think about my own actions and how I treat someone who may be different than me, who may look different than me, who may have a different mindset than I do, who may struggle with a physical disability that I don't. If the point of this movie was to get me to think about my actions and how I put good in the world, it achieved that. So while yes, it was far-fetched and yes, it was a 1995 special, after school special. Yes. However, it did make me think, how would I react in this situation? How can I do better in situations to come? Even like looking at when the best friend said she suffers from cerebral palsy. And then she goes, I don't suffer. I don't suffer. Like, verbiage like that are things I wouldn't think of. So that is partly why I can't hate on this movie, because it did make me think about things differently. It made me text my husband and say, hey, we need to come up with a plan so that everyone feels welcome in our house, so that everyone feels, if that makes sense. So, yeah, go ahead, Pete.
I get where you're coming from, Kate, and I think you and I are similar places on this movie. Not being a teacher and not being in education and not being around a lot of kids, it didn't bother me as much that they made the teacher the villain, or the school system the villain, I'll say, but particularly the teacher. It was mostly the single teacher. It is a story, and stories have to have roadblocks, and I just think it's kind of sad that they made the teacher such a big roadblock, because I thought other than that, the movie spent a lot of time kind of sanding off any really rough edges. That's one of my complaints about it. It's like, so like, your parents are saints, I guess, because there was never a point in which either the parents were really arguing, or, you know, you never saw any, I mean, they were arguing like, oh, I don't think she's not ready for that. No, she's not ready. But in terms of like real world arguing, you know, like the things that would be like, I can't believe I got to do, you know, I don't know. I just feel like there would be like a more interesting story would show some of the parental anger, like real anger. Like they argued, but it wasn't real anger and, you know, frustration and things like that. I you know, there was just a couple of moments, and then the dad was like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't, you know, I shouldn't have said that. And so I felt like even the friend that then, like, she makes this friend and then she takes her spot for this Whiz Kids or whatever it's called, and the cerebral palsy, what's her name? What's the character's name?
Melody.
She takes her spot, and then
her friend throws. Yeah.
And then the friend gets very upset at her and is very mean to her for one moment. And then it sort of just glosses over that at the end too. Do they come back together or anything like that? I don't know. I just felt like it was very, very, it was very simplified, and just they told a story that was very easy. Like, let's make the teacher the villain, because we need some easy way to show that she has something that's going to be in her way. We can't just have everything go her way. So we got to have a mean teacher, but we don't. I wasn't surprised to find out that it was the mom of a kid with cerebral palsy that wrote this book, because as I said, to me, the parents never really seem to have, other than conflict over how, you know, how much independence she should have. There was no real conflict between the parents in terms of their situation or how they handled things or anything like that.
And I'm sorry, did they really need to hit the sister at the end with the car?
Oh, I shouldn't laugh at that, but you're right. That was a little bit of a, like,
yeah, that was a lot.
But even that was like, oh, she's fine. She's fine.
And they just left Melody in the car. They just left her in the car that whole time. She was sitting in the car.
Well, they were only 15 feet away. But
I mean,
right.
Yeah.
That's
fair. I don't know. It's, as you said, very after school special, you know, and as I said, there were things about it that made me think about how you would treat. And as I said, the how, like, you could assume someone is just based on seeing them, you know, seeing them, and then, but their internal self is much different from their outward appearance, and to not assume that appearance. So there were really good things about this movie. And then there were things, as these guys both brought up, that were not good about this movie. So, you know, I didn't love it. I didn't hate it. That's where I am. So,
hate, if you're wanting a movie that makes you think about how you treat people who are differently and how the language you use can be affected, Steven, I can come up with a dozen movies that are better than this one.
Sure. I'm not saying that there aren't, but this one did make me think about it.
So, as I said, Jennifer Aniston was the voice that she chose to be inside her head. Who would you choose to be the voice? Who would you choose to be the person who would voice your thoughts? And Pete, I'm going to start with you on this one.
Oh, it's so cliched, but all I can think of is Morgan Freeman.
Oh my God, that's what I was thinking.
From Shawshank Redemption. Peter Shidley was trying to get to the work today, and it just was a hard traffic. That's the only one I could think of that's the only person I could think of to narrate. I don't know.
Okay. Steve?
Combination of two. Part of the time it would be Leonard from Big Bang Theory, and the other time would be Darlene from Roseanne when I have the snarky voice going on in my head.
Yeah.
For me, I will combine those two and up it with up the snark and sarcasm. Billy Crystal.
Yeah. That's a good one. So mine is also two. It would be Julie Andrews. And then when I wanted to be a little bit sassy, it would be Dolly Parton.
Yeah. We can tell who's in the musical theater side of it. So.
I got another good one. How about Owen Wilson?
All right.
No, that's Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, no, wait. That's Matthew McConaughey.
Lightning McQueen voicing your head.
Yeah.
So I did think about saying...
Peter, you're really having a great day.
I did think about saying, oh my gosh, she's the voice of Jessie. Joan Cusack. I did think about saying Joan Cusack because I think she's funny, but...
Okay, so for the spread we're going to have, we always rate things out of pixie dust out of 5. And I have a feeling this is going to go in descending order. So, Kate, we'll start with you.
Well, I was going to rank it higher, but y'all kind of ripped this movie apart. So,
but if you liked it, give it the higher rating.
You do you, Kate.
I know. Well, I was going to give it a 3. But because if the point of this movie was to get me to think differently about my own actions, then it achieved that. And it held my attention. I was on an airplane. It held my attention. I wanted to keep watching it. I didn't get distracted by other things. I'll give it a 2.5. Because I respect what Steve and Derek both said about it and being teachers. So I'll give it a 2.5. Go ahead, Pete.
I don't care at all what they think, but I wanted it to be better than it was, even though I did enjoy watching it. But there were things missing from it and things that didn't work for me. So I'm actually going to give it the same rating. I'm going to give it a 2.5. And that's without any influence from our friends on the left side of the screen.
The peanut gallery.
Now they're... Wow. Oh, I'm Sam.
Don't let us influence you. You, Steve.
I'm going to go 2.5. I'm going to go 2.5. 2.5. Some parts of the aspect I liked, there's some parts that really rubbed me the wrong way. But if I could look over those, 2.5.
And I am giving this a 1 under the protest that that's the lowest I can go. Because
you can give something a 0.5.
It,
haven't you given something a 0.5 before?
I gave some a zero once.
Well, but I modified it. I did, but I modified it to a one so that a one, just because that kept the one the lowest that I could go. I'm actually looking to see. Oh, no, I did give something. I gave one item a zero. This gets my second zero. Because it may be the bourbon haze talking from when we did it. At this point, I would rather watch The Black Hole or Jane again before I watch this.
I would watch this.
This is the first thing I could not watch all the way through that we have ever watched.
It makes me laugh because you picked it.
Well, because the trailers and everything looked interesting.
That's fair.
That's why I did it. And I liked the idea that they had someone with the disability as the character with that disability. I loved that part. No. These guys will agree how triggered I was watching this movie.
Yes.
So, okay.
Kate, yeah, I get it, though. I get why it would bother you, because as a teacher, as a
special education teacher,
special education, but as any kind of teacher, to see a movie that basically shows a teacher that is apparently well-liked and popular be such a shit, pardon my French,
I think that was my biggest problem. A well-liked teacher like that would never have made the actions he did in the movie, and that's what really just rubbed me the wrong way.
Agreed.
Not 2002. In 1982, yes. But not in 2002, and definitely not today. So,
Kate, also, as a girl in 2002, that was not what we were wearing.
You weren't wearing sparkly things?
No, we weren't wearing tights. No, heck no, tech no. Are you kidding?
What grade were you in 2002?
I graduated in 06. So 2002, I was in the
eighth grade.
I was in the eighth grade.
Okay.
I was in the eighth grade.
So you're saying the girls 2 years younger than you weren't wearing that stuff?
No.
Well, I guess I was under the impression the movie was set in the 90s because of the whole Friends thing.
No, it's 2000. No, because it said like 2002 or something like that.
Oh, no, everybody wore jeans. Everybody wore jeans. And it was like different types of jeans. And then with the little tanks and the strappies. And then you layered the tanks. Yeah, that we were not wearing what they were wearing.
Sure. Anyway, Kate, what do we got for Disney Plus news this week?
Only one thing for Disney Plus news. The Lion King at the Hollywood Bowl will debut on February 7th. This is a recording of a series of concerts with many of the original performers from the film and Broadway versions. That's it.
We will not be watching this as a platoon. It might be something if I'm bored, I might flip through I've seen some of the clips from it, and like they got Nathan Lane and Ernie Castillo come back and do Hakuna Matata, which is fun. But beyond that,
yeah, I don't know what would be interesting about it. I mean, it's just people singing Lion King songs. I don't know what we would talk about.
Yeah. I'm not planning on having us do this. So. Yeah. All right, next week, as we have seen, coming out February 14th, so really the 13th, is the new Captain America New World Order movie. And I was slightly encouraged that in the latest trailer I saw, they actually address the giant hand and head coming out of the planet.
Yes, it finally gets around to the end of the Eternals, where the creature, the what is it? It's not a titan. What are those things called? I don't remember.
Oh, space god, world destroyers. The things in there. I know it's also the thing in Guardians of the Galaxy, Cosmic Rewind. So you know,
mm-hmm.
the Iron Giants of Marvel. That's what they look like.
There was a guy next to me in TSA pre-check that was wearing a jacket that said cast and crew of the Eternals.
Oh, what bet that did he cool.
I would. I would bet there's a lot of that in Atlanta.
How would you like to be that be the highlight of your movie career?
Touché.
The Eternals. Yeah.
The Eternal. So, since it is into the Captain America sign, we are going to be watching Captain America Winter Soldier. I have seen this movie.
Really?
Really.
Oh, this is a good one.
From my understanding, post-Avengers, pre-Black Panther. So is it pre or is it pre-Civil War?
Yes, pre-Civil War.
Okay.
It's good. There are going to be some parts that you don't like, but it's good.
This is just post-Avengers.
Post-Avengers type thing?
The first Avengers movie, it's just right. Post the first Avengers okay. movie. So it's got a lot of characters, non-superhero characters from that movie.
Okay. That are all dead now, so.
That was so morbid. They're all dead now, so.
Am I wrong? Marvel's killed just about all of them off?
There's only a few they've killed off. But it's okay. Got a few that they've killed off.
Yeah. So, guys, we've got some open slots coming up. If you've got suggestions on what we should watch, email us at plusplatoon@gmail.com. Message us Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Just about anywhere we'll answer any messages you send us, for better or worse. New episodes, I promise, guys, will be coming out on Thursdays. I know I've been slacking the last couple of weeks, but they will be coming out on Thursdays. YouTube, all the major podcasting services. For Kate, Pete, and Steve, we will see everyone next week. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks for watching this week's episode of the Plus Platoon. Be sure to subscribe to the Plus Platoon podcast to keep getting great content each week. Then head over to Apple Podcasts and leave those 5-star reviews, as they help make the Plus Platoon visible to even more Disney Plus fans. Also, go to YouTube and like and subscribe to the Plus Platoon channel, where you can watch all future episodes live. If you have a question for the Plus Platoon, please send us an email to plusplatoon@gmail.com or connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram @PlusPlatoon.
The Plus Platoon is a Disney Plus fan podcast and is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or the Disney Plus streaming service. All opinions expressed on the show are solely those of the individual hosts and in no way reflect the views of the Walt Disney Company.
Thanks for watching, and be sure to stay tuned for next week's episode, because the Plus Platoon is to be continued.